I've just come across a blog. This is just a thought before I sign off and go to bed. I've just found a blog post entitled "Chaos Comes to National Cycle Network Signs" from metricviews.org.uk, and I'm actually I'm quite a fan of the metric system because I've come to understand that it is ridiculously simple, and it's things like that, it's little tiny bits of simpleness that in our lives that'll make it that much easier, and it's little tiny things like this that will add up to a big chunk out of your day that you don't need to spend thinking oh what's 1/8 of a mile. Oh, how fast can I get there in? Oh, can I get there before him? Oh, he's coming in there. Oh, can you divide an hour by 100? No. Anyway, currently, the National Cycle Network signage is dictated by the Traffic Signs Regulations and General Directions document, or maybe it's General Directions and Regulations document, a 2002 statutory instrument, and basically, it's the traffic sign manual. Although there is actually a different document called the Traffic Sign Manual, but I won't go into that. Basically, you can have a cycle route sign with destinations and units in miles. You can have the distance in miles. And the new variant that they're going to bring out either next year or the week after, the year after or whatever, is a new variant where instead of the miles, you can have minutes. For example, the example they've given here is Glastonbury 2, Wells 11. That's in miles. Glastonbury 15 minutes, Wells 1 hour 15 minutes, and that's in the new variant. Now, I'm not very good at maths, and this, I would just point out, this is in miles and minutes, things that you can't divide by 100, and I'm quite a simpleton. So if someone could reply to this, if you're doing 2 miles in 15 minutes, how fast are you travelling? I tend to travel on my bike, I normally do about 18 miles an hour, which is approaching, which is 25 kilometres an hour, something like that. I definitely do between 20 kilometres an hour and 30 kilometres an hour, pushing up to the 40s, if I'm in heavy traffic, and I go pretty fast. And to confuse matters even more, there's also a variant where you can have chunked onto the end of an already looking a bit bloated sign, you can add on the pedestrian symbol and the pedestrian times. Glastonbury 15 minutes for cycling, 40 minutes for walking, and no, I'm sorry, this is a what sign? Oh, it's a distance sign. Oh, it's measuring distances, is it? Ah, alright, okay. Okay, if it's measuring distances, let's use a unit of measurement, or a unit of distance, because distances don't change. I may walk faster than you, or you may walk faster than me, or you may cycle faster than me. I doubt that. You probably cycle slower than me. 15 minutes. This is this weird national standard, because apparently everybody who cycles in the United Kingdom cycles at a certain speed. Now, I can understand this on the road network, where the sign designers and the council and the local authority or whatever expect the motor traffic to travel at or, you know, just under the speed limit, normally at the speed limit. I can understand that, well, there you've got a set number and you know point A, point B, between those two points it's N miles an hour for the speed limit, that way you can work it out. Cycling is very, very fluid, and to have fluid signs, that doesn't make any sense. If it's point A to point B, and you're directing someone from point A, you've got a sign to point B. You measure it in miles or kilometres or whatever. You don't measure it in units of time, because it's not for time, it's a distance.